from the 6th annual 2008 Southwest Airlines Pigskin Plane Pull. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Now, this episode, I'm here at the Dallas Maintenance Center covering the plane pull. Is a race between two teams. Each team pulls the plane, yes, pulls the plane with human power, 50 yards. The team with the best time wins, and it's a lot of fun. This is all in celebration of the Red River Shootout, which is the official name for the annual college football game between the University of Texas Longhorns and the University of Oklahoma Sooners. The series is considered one of the greatest rivalries in college football, but students and fans simply refer to the game as the Texas OU, or the, if you're from Oklahoma, they refer to it as the OU-Texas game. The name derived from the Red River that forms part of the boundary between Texas and Oklahoma. The game originated in 1900 while Oklahoma was still a U.S. territory, not even a state. Now, the first meeting between Texas and Oklahoma football games occurred in 1900, as I said, before either team even acquired their current nicknames. At that time, the Texas team was typically just called Varsity. In fact, there was a write-up in the Austin American Statesman which referred to the game as a practice game. Certainly, football has come a long way in the last century. Hey, can I ask a question about Bevo real quick for Red Belly Radio? How many Bevos have there been over the years?
This is the 14th Bevo.
14th?
Yes, sir.
And it started 1916?
1916, yeah.
I'm going to back up just a little bit. A steer. What's a steer like that weigh?
He weighs about 2,000 pounds, and he'll probably tack on another 200-400. He's got another 3 or 4 years of growing time. So his horns.
Oh, he's young.
Yes, sir. He's only six. He just turned six in April.
Well, how young will you let them go to football games?
This is actually his fourth season. So he started when he was two, but he's been a show steer his whole life, and he's used to people being around him. And
he's sitting down right now. do you know where a steer that size can sit?
Where he can sit?
Anywhere he wants.
Oh, yeah, he can sit down anywhere he wants. That's right. Oh, yeah, he can pretty much do whatever he wants, too. That's for sure.
I see some brands on him, 142 and something else over here.
One of the brands, he lives at the Sunrise Ranch. He's owned by John and Betty Baker in Liberty Hill, Texas, just north of Austin. And the number is just one of their ways they organize all their cattle and steers. And then the brand is actually the ranch brand on the other side of his backside.
Now, you are Silver Spurs? Is your
yes,
group?
Sir. Silver Spurs organization. It's a service organization. We do a lot of community service, and we obviously do all the caretaking for Bevo here and have done it since the beginning. And
you actually care for, does Bevo live, well, he lives in a ranch.
Right. He lives on a ranch. The organization is in charge of, I mean, he has his owners who you know, are with him every day. What we do is we'll go out to the ranch and take him to all sorts of events, all the games, and we're his handlers. There are four handlers. It's an elected position within our organization. And it's swaps out every year. So
yeah, I see you've got a pretty good rig back there to drive Bevo around. I don't think Bevo's more pampered than a lot of cows.
Oh, Bevo is, he is the most pampered animal in the world, I would say. He eats a lot. He has a pretty good life.
I'll bet is it Alabama that has the bulldog?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia bulldog. I'll bet they've got a pretty good, he's got a pretty good life.
Oh, yeah. There are a handful of mascots that have a pretty good life. I'd say that one, LSU's Tigers, pretty cool. Ralphie the Buffalo for Colorado, that's also a pretty neat mascot.
Does Baylor still have a bear, a real bear?
They still do have a bear. They do. Hmm.
Now, the game typically has conference or even national significance. Since 1945, one or both of the two teams has been ranked among the top 25 teams in the nation. Texas leads the all-time series at 57-40. There have been five ties. Now, if you're thinking 57, 40, and 5 don't add up to 108, you're correct. The games were not played during World Wars I or II. Now, it's played in Dallas, Texas. It's been played in Dallas since 1912. It was chosen because that is midway between Austin, Texas, and Norman, Oklahoma. Certainly, at the time, the predominant mode of transportation would have been the automobile. So it was a good midway spot, and it was neutral ground, referred to as neutral ground. Now, because it's in a different city, the home teams, they alternate which team is the home team from year to year, and they, of course, split the ticket sales. And it's a really cool event if you ever get a chance to go to one. And I suppose any big college rivalry is this way, but there's a definite line between OU Red and UT Burnt Orange. You can definitely see it in the stands. You go by Ram, right?
Yes.
You're, what, the official of this event?
Well, I wouldn't say the official, but...
Well, you're dressed in black and white stripes.
I guess I am the official.
You look official, whether you're the official or not.
Is that what this shirt means? They put an official, yes, a referee jersey. I'm wearing that, so I guess that makes me the official referee.
So, well, you're the official MC, really, Hank.
Yes, that's right. And I'm going to let other people make the official call.
Okay. So you're not the official timekeeper. No bribing would help if they hit you with it.
Well, I'm willing to take bribes, but it's not going to help. You're right. Last year, we had a really great pool, plain pool. UT won, I think, probably for the first time.
It was a blowout. It was the first in all five of the years, and they won by a little over 10 seconds.
You're right. They broke the world record for the Southwest Airlines plain pool. It was awesome. It was fantastic. I don't know. I think it's going to be another close year this year.
Well, hopefully it won't be quite the blowout it was last year. But, yeah, UT is down 1-4 on the series.
Well, we've got Bevo out here. Yeah, Monster's out here as well. And we also have Chipotle, and we have the Wolf helping us out. And we also have OU, the Sooner mascot.
Sooner's his name?
Yeah, Sooner is his name. He is a pony, but, boy, he does a great job of getting the crowd really excited.
Do they have a real pony at their games?
They have the Sooner Schooner.
They have the stagecoach thing.
Yes.
But they don't bring that to Dallas. That's the home games only, I think.
I think it takes too long for it to get here.
The teams, after they go to all this effort and pulling this plane 50 yards, what are their prizes?
Well, the winning team, each member is going to have a chance to win tickets to the 103rd Red River Rivalry. And, wow, what a fantastic opportunity to have that. They also get a burrito for a year. Not just one burrito, I should say.
A burrito.
they get burritos from Chipotle for the entire year.
Oh, and here comes Dryers. Dryers pulling in with their slow-churned, rich and creamy ice cream.
Another great partners of ours, and they are handing out free dip.
Dibs?
Yeah, dips.
Okay, back to the plane pull. The contestants, I guess we'll call them, the athletes, the people pulling this plane, each team has 9 employees, and then one person is from a local radio contest, 99.5 The Wolf. They're out here. Now, a little bit about the aircraft. They are pulling, these 10 people are pulling a Boeing 737-700. The plane weighs 83,000 pounds. The length of this aircraft, the way we purchase our 737s anyway, they're 110 feet long. And with the new blended winglets, this is 117 feet wide. Now, the teams, it's all timed officially. They will be pulling as hard as they can to see how fast they can move this 83,000 pounds, 50 yards. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
I understand these planes weigh 83,000 pounds.
Approximately, yes.
Yeah. Well, is this one, right. I suppose it's like a dry weight. Is there much fuel in this one?
I believe this has got 10,000 pounds on it.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Really? So they're pulling 93,000 pounds. But really, it's 10 people pulling it, so it's only like 9,300 pounds each.
Okay.
Now, I'm talking to some of the guys from maintenance who are... You're driving the tug. The tug is the machine that's the pushback. It pushes the airplanes back from the gates. And, of course, you use them a lot here in maintenance, moving the planes around.
Hey, you got to keep the nose in the same square there. But get that number from that crack.
And by so that, you mean to try to keep it level.
Correct.
Right, yeah. There was some controversy a few years ago that the plane, in between teams, of course, the teams pull the plane, each one against the clock. We don't have two planes out here that they're racing. And it's a flat surface, but it's sort of, just for drainage purposes, this tarmac area has a slight left-to-right grade. And a couple years ago, one of the teams cried foul when the airplane was pushed back. Well, the plane was slightly arced down, so they cried foul that they had to pull the plane slightly uphill for the first, 10 feet. So that was where the controversy was.
That's valid. I mean, that's what we were talking about.
That's what we were talking about, trying to get
your number one main right on that crack and your nose in that square, and that's the only way it's going to end up being. Right.
The number one, you're referring to the landing gear, which,
tire.
If you were sitting on the aircraft, would be on your left side.
Correct. Yeah, it's got to be sitting the exact same.
They're marking that spot, so there won't be any argument there. And a couple of years ago also, and every time it's UT that complains about this because they lost the first four years.
I don't remember. But, yeah,
I looked it up. That's what it was. Okay. And supposedly when the tire is sitting here for any length of time, it kind of develops a flat spot. And so now you use this tug, this big machine here, to roll back and forth and get the nice round spot.
Put all the way up to the finish line, then push it back.
You're going to roll it that much when before the pull.
That's for safety, let people know that where the airplane is going to be at which time.
Well, that makes sense. You know, there is some partitioning out here in yard line markers, but still, this is a large aircraft, and you don't want anybody getting hurt.
Yeah, we'll have safety people on the rope in case somebody slips. They'll be in there and throw them out.
That's true. I guess you could build up enough momentum. Somebody falls down and get run over by a plane. So, yeah, there is somebody in the cockpit. There's not a pilot. It's probably a maintenance employee. And they're the one that that released the brake.
Release the brakes. And if the groundman hollers brakes, he'll put them on real fast.
It's a good system.
You got to have safety around airplanes.
Yes. That's a good rule of thumb.
Yes.
Thanks for talking with me, Jim.
You bet. Thank you.
Right now they're introducing the team that is pulling for UT. And we're going to meet the OU Sooner team. Are the team pulling for OU? I don't want this to be confused with the football game. This is not the football game. These are not the football players. But we do have the real cheerleaders. And from what I can tell, they're in a lot better shape than I am. Did the guy in the horse suit just do a backflip?
I think so.
I think he did. He did a backflip. It's the Oklahoma mascot is a pony, and there's a guy with a pony head suit, and he just did a backflip. And I just can't believe it. He's got these a tail on. He's got these arms and legs. Amazing. Of course, the UT mascot is the Longhorn, represented by Bevo. They're getting ready to do the coin toss, and it's heads. OU won the coin toss, and they're choosing to pull second. So UT will be pulling first. Now, last year, UT pulled first, and that paid off for them quite well. They won. In fact, going back and pulling the stats on this, last year UT pulled in 44.6 seconds. OU, it took them 54.4, almost 10 seconds different. Now, they've started up the tug. They're going to be pulling this plane all the way down the course, all 50 yards down, and then pushing the plane all the way back to make sure that there are no flat spots in the tires. I suppose that's a phenomenon of tires, but I really don't know. And now the plane is moving. Under the power of the tug, I have to assume the teams are getting ready. They're stretching. This is a very physical. It's the longest 50 yards you'll ever want to run, pulling about 8,300 pounds or so. I don't know if that mechanic was kidding me when he said there's 10,000 pounds of fuel on the plane. I don't know about that. There's really two reasons why they pull the plane all the way down. One is to define the area that's going to be pulled so that the people know where the plane is going to be coming, so that there's no confusion about getting in the way of this very large aircraft. And also to round the tires out to make sure that there's no flat spots. Now, it has gone all the way to the end of the 50 yards and being pushed back very carefully. There is to be no confusion here. It needs to be perfectly level. This is a relatively level area, but there is some slight left-to-right gradation for drainage. And that's what they need to get the plane in the exact same spots both times. That's what's so important. Now, the plane, just for the record, is tail number N924WN. It's a 737-700, and it's almost back into place now. Now, the way this works is the team's made up of 10 people each. There is no consideration for size or strength or, anything else. It's just random drawing. It is 20 people at random, 10 on a team.
And one is pulling for UT and the other pulling for OU. There is a belt, kind of a, it looks like a really, really heavy-duty seatbelt material, something that's some kind of a nylon or something, and it hooks to the front nose of the aircraft, and then there are 10 loops that people can hold on to. Obviously, the 10 people get out there and they give it their best. The UT team is out there first. They're taking their positions on the pole, left or right side. I guess they're trying to decide if they're left or right-handed and who wants to get on which side. It's one of the cheer squads that UT has sent for this. They're right next to them. They have followed right up next to them. Oh, and here come the cheerleaders. The female cheerleaders on top of the guys' shoulders. I'm always amazed at this, how they're able to do that so well. And the popular wisdom here is because the aircraft has a brake, the airplane is braked until the horn blasts. So the idea is to pull on like ready or set, but don't wait for go. And there they're off. And see, the idea is you get everybody pulling all at one time. And then once the brake is released, you've got all that energy built up into your tug and into the rope. But they're pulling, seem to be pulling pretty good. And the thing is, if they stop pulling, it stops. You know, it's there's no brakes on, but it's heavy enough. Of course, it's aerodynamic, but they're getting ready to cross the line. And there's the whistle. There's the whistle. That is 44.6 is what UT pulled it in last year. So 40.4, that's a pretty good time. That's a very good time. I was only able to research who won. I wasn't able to research the times except for last year when I kept track of those myself. Boomer Sooner being chanted. It's really cool in the stadiums at the Cotton Bowl. One side of the stadium will yell Boomer, and the other side yells Sooner. And no more does that get started than somebody yells Texas Fight. Texas Fight. So it's a lot of fun. College football is very different from professional football. The rivalries seem to go a lot longer, obviously, since 1900 in this particular instance. It's going to be OU's turn to pull. They're backing the plane up. They're trying to get in the exact same spot. It's important. It is important with the controversies of years past. And hopefully we'll continue this tradition and we can look back at this podcast and laugh at how advanced plane pulling has come in 20 years or something. We can laugh at how the super athletes in 20 years from now will be pulling planes around. The University of Oklahoma team is all huddled together. They just yelled a Boomer Sooner. And the tug is now getting out of the way, and they are reattaching the big belt, the tow belt, I guess it's called. There's actually more than 10 loops. I ought to ask a maintenance employee. Hey, do these tow ropes that are being used, are they actually used in maintenance to move planes around on occasion? Or
no, they were made specifically for this.
They're made for this event? That was Dale, maintenance employee. Thank you, Dale. And they're getting ready to pull. And let's see if I can get my phone on quickly enough here. Ready? All right, I started my watch, so we're going to compare it. It seems to be a little bit slower time. I think it was 40.4 seconds. 40.4 was what we're trying to go for, what they're trying to beat. The OU is pulling with all their might. It's just a lot of work. Each person pulling that 8,300 pounds each. 8,300 pounds each they're towing. They're getting going. The speed, they seem to be a little slow off the start, but they seem to really be getting it going faster. It's hard to tell. And let's wait for the horn. Well, I have an unofficial time. The unofficial time of 39.8. 39.8. Let's see if, unofficially, OU has won. Let's see what the official judges say.
The official time for the Oklahoma Sooners people. OU with 39.3 seconds.
OU won again. So that brings the record to 5-1. 5-1 in this series of six now. Now, just to update you on the game that weekend, the all-time record of the rivalry is now Texas 58-40 with five ties. OU led most of the game, but UT won 45-35. And I think even OU fans, if they could separate themselves from the rivalry, would agree that it was a good game. In fact, one ESPN analyst called the game, quote, one of the best football games of this or any season. It doesn't get much better than that, folks. Once again, I was lucky enough to go to the game, and I can't thank my friend Pat enough for those tickets. I am posting some photos of the plane pull and from the game as part of my blog on blogsouthwest.com, so please check that out. Now, if you have any ideas for show topics, please email them to redbellyradio@wnco.com. That's Redbelly Radio is all one word. Well, that does it for this episode. Redbelly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. Bevo has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices and cattle prods.